You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Carson Cunningham. Stop me if you've seen this movie before. Thunder with another epic collapse against the New Orleans Pelicans on the road. We'll discuss that. I'll have kind of five key takeaways, key thoughts from that game. And obviously, schedule going to get much tougher from here. They got Kevin Durant and the Warriors coming to town Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving. So we'll talk about all of that coming up in the show today. Again, I'm Carson Cunningham. You can follow me on Twitter, at KOCOCarson. But before we get to all of those thoughts, this show is brought to you by Print. They have some great deals running right now. They have a monthly Oklahoma City basketball shirt for just $10. For $10, you get a free shirt sent to you first week of every month. Hard to beat that deal. Print is a local company here in Oklahoma City, but they can do work for you wherever you are. If you go to Print, that's PRNT.co. You can go online. They do shirt orders, you know, if you want to make some shirts. There's no minimum on that. You can order as many or as few as you want. You know, most times when you order custom shirts, you got to order like 100 of the things just to complete the order. Not the case with Print. So go to PRNT.co. They can also do more than just t-shirts. They can get you pins, cups, banners. They can make anything you want with your logo from your company, from your rec league team, whatever you want for apparel. Print is the place to go. That's PRNT.co. So without further ado, let's get to my five thoughts on the game. Obviously, thought number one, just another epic collapse. You know, when the Thunder got up by 19 points, everyone here locally was going, oh boy, when do they give this lead away? And of course, this is their sixth loss after leading by double digits. That really tells the story of the season so far. The Thunder have played fairly well, really well, in the first quarters of games, first halves of games. But for whatever the reason is, and we'll talk about that, they just have not been able to sustain leads, to build leads. You know, I thought there was going to be games this year where Russell was sitting a lot in the fourth quarter. Well, that appears that's not going to be the case, because they have not been able to hold leads. Their bench has not been able to, and their starters have not played well throughout 40 minutes. The Thunder were up 25-6 in the first 6 minutes of the game. Think about that. 25 points 6 minutes in. They were on pace for a 50-point quarter. Everything looked like it's supposed to look. The ball movement was sensational. Steven Adams was a force inside. They don't utilize him enough throughout games, in my opinion. But more than anything, they pass the ball and they move. It's just, it's hard to believe how bad they can look combined with how good they can look in the first quarters of games. And obviously the second half was a totally different story. They shot 30% in the second half. And it's the same old thing, just passing the ball around, isolation, take a jump shot. Whether it's contested or open, it's all jump shots. Nothing going to the rim. Russell Westbrook, not good again down the stretch. Him and Carmelo combined to shoot 3 of 18 in the second half. So just a complete offensive collapse once again. It's so maddening how this offense can turn from three all-stars just putting a whooping on a team that looked like it literally can't get an open shot. It can't make an open shot. And that kind of leads me into thought number two, is just the lack of aggression late in games has been stark. You know, this team you thought was going to live at the free throw line with a guy like Russell, Paul George, Carmelo, guys who can create on their own and combined together, you would think they would be able to get a lot of fouls. But not the case again. I mean, the big three shot a total of 16 free throws in this game. That's insane. Paul George shot 2 of 2. Two free throws for Paul George. That's, for me, that's been my biggest issue with Paul George so far this season, is he's turning into a spot-up jump shooter. And in the games in which he's dominated, in which he's scored more than 35 points, he was attacking. He was dunking on people. We just haven't seen that a lot this year. At times, he just settles too much. And Carmelo, he's never going to be shooting 15, 20 free throws every single game, but he only shot 4. Part of that is he takes a lot of long twos, which can be maddening at times. That's another problem with this offense. They shoot a lot of threes and long twos, which we'll get to. But and then Russell Westbrook, 8 of 10. You know, 80%, that's good. But Russell Westbrook should probably shoot more than 10 free throws with the way he attacks the rim. So it's just the lack of aggression, I think, has been a huge part of their offensive failures in second halves. They've settled a lot for jumpers, and that's really, really backfired on them. And obviously, way too many threes. This team is not a good three-point shooting team. I know Paul George hit 6 of them. It was one of his better shooting nights. But the Thunder, as a whole, were 11 of 35 from 3, 31%. That's a recipe for failure with this team. I mean, they need to shoot far fewer threes than they're taking. And that's another reason their offense, you know, you watch that second half down the stretch, Anthony Davis getting stuff in the paint. Thunder were outscored significantly in the paint. And that's a big reason why they were outscored down the stretch. I think the lack of aggression, that's something the Thunder can really look at fixing, is when it gets in the second half, attack the rim, good things will happen. You know, at times the pick and roll with Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams has been sensational down in the paint. They need to stop settling so much for jumpers. I think that'll go a long way, but it was pretty atrocious down the stretch. Thought number 3, Boogie Cousins gets ejected. Yes, he threw an elbow at Russell Westbrook. And you knew as soon as it happened that it was going to be a flagrant 2. Now, did Russell sell it? A little bit. He sold it. Yeah, he definitely made the most of it. But did Boogie bring his elbow down and hit him in the temple? Absolutely. Now, you can argue, did Russell get him thrown out with his reaction? Maybe. But as soon as I saw the replay, I was like, that's flagrant 2, he's gone. And that's exactly what they called. Tony Allen accused Russell of flopping after the game and said, ball don't lie, because Russell missed the free throw. Maybe he missed the free throw because he had an elbow to the temple. I don't know. We'll never know. But Boogie at the time was killing the Thunder. He had 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals in just 26 minutes. So you thought at the time, man, the Pelicans without Boogie, this is a great opportunity for the Thunder to win this game. But what happened? They're outscored by 9 almost immediately. The Pelicans outscored the Thunder by 9. And they outscored the Thunder the rest of the way by 11, 42-31 without Boogie. And that only makes this loss worse. Not only did you lose to the Pelicans, not only did you blow a big lead, but you lost to them when they lost one of their stars. If not their, you know, their big 2, they lost half of it with Boogie going out of the game. So just that adds another layer of disappointment that the Pelicans aren't a very deep team anyway. They don't have just a bunch of guys who can score. They really rely on their big 2. I mean, Etuan Moore, Drew Holiday, Rajon Rondo. I mean, they're playing like 3 point guards at a time. Jameer Nelson comes off the bench and hits him. Jameer Nelson was a plus 30 off the bench, which kind of illustrates how poorly the bench played the other last night. So, not good. Thought number 4. The Thunder's record right now, through 16 games, is 7-9. You think, oh, it's not great. It's, you know, it's below 500, but it's not just horrific. It's not the Clippers, right? Well, this time last year, through 16 games, they were 8-8. Think about that. They had a better record last year when Russell Westbrook was playing alongside Samaj Christen and Kyle Singler. That is absolutely inexcusable. It is absolutely baffling to me that this team could have a worse record at this point. And look, you can talk all you want about gelling and meshing and all that's well and good. But at a certain point, you got to start winning games. And they have not played a tough schedule, which is my next point. But it's hard to believe that you could sub out the team they had last year and plug in guys like Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, and they could somehow be worse record-wise. That's a concern. Now, I was one of the people that thought they would gel pretty quickly. Now, I did say they would be about 500 after the first month. You know, that's what the Miami Heat basically were. But this team is nowhere near as, you know, when you talk about the Miami Heat, the big 3 of the Boston Celtics and the big 3 of Golden State, when they all got together, they all had early struggles, but you know, the Thunder obviously not as talented as those big 3s, but I think you saw that talent usually overcomes, you know, schematic issues and chemistry issues. And so far, we have not seen that at all. It has not been, there's not been any growing pains that have led to success thus far. And that's a huge concern. Look, I'm concerned. I was pretty high on the Thunder. I thought they would be the second best team in the West, and right now they just look like they're trying to make the playoffs. Now, again, still early, which I feel like we've said too much already this year, but that kind of leads me to my fifth thought is, not only has it been a slow start, not only have they looked terrible thus far, they've played a horrific schedule. Their opponents, when you combine all their records together, are 14 games below 500. The Thunder have beaten one team, one, with a winning record, the Indiana Pacers. They have played an easy schedule and have looked this bad. And, you know, the schedule's about to get a lot tougher. So, this is a huge concern. And I'm already getting emails, tweets, texts about, fire Billy Donovan, he's not doing good. And I agree. I mean, he's done a bad job thus far. You know, this falls at his feet, whether it's fair or not. And I like Billy Donovan. I think he's a pretty good coach. I still go back to the playoff series when they had Kevin Durant, and he made unbelievable adjustments throughout those playoff series. You don't beat the Warriors by 30 in back-to-back games without making key adjustments. He turned Andre Robertson into like a leading scorer in the playoffs. Back-to-back years, even last year, he was one of the leading scorers. Think about that. I remember being in at Golden State. You know, we were getting ready to do a live shot down on the floor, and Larry Beal was standing next to me. You remember Larry Beal? He used to do SportsCenter. Now he works in the Bay Area. He was doing a hit for SportsCenter. He's like, Larry, what's going wrong with this Warriors team? This was after the two blowouts in Oklahoma City. He's like, guys, the Warriors aren't trying to figure out how to stop Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant. They're trying to stop Andre Robertson. That's how he said it, and it was true. That's how much trouble, you know, Andre was giving them through the adjustments Billy made, where he had Andre running the baseline a bunch. It was great stuff. But he's done a bad job thus far. And again, you can talk about it being early and having new players. Just look at the job Brad Stevens doing in Boston. They lose one of their best players first game of the year, Gordon Hayward. And they are rolling. Absolutely rolling with young players too. Now, Brad Stevens seems to be one of the best coaches to ever come through the NBA. He's been that good since he's arrived. So, is that an unfair comparison? Maybe, but, you know, the results speak for themselves. The coach can't have an impact on this game. You can't just say, oh, it's the NBA. These guys are just going to do what they want. It's not on Billy Donovan. It's in high school. It's in college. Well, this is basketball. And if you're playing a horrible style of basketball where the offense does literally nothing, what are they even talking about in timeouts? So I'm not advocating they fire Billy Donovan. I'm just saying you can't fire Carmelo. You can't fire Russell Westbrook, and you certainly aren't going to fire Paul George. So at a certain point, someone's going to have to take some blame here for them playing so poorly. Now, I think Russell Westbrook can play a lot better. I think overall that's their biggest issue. And if Russell could just play like he did last year and stop trying to acquiesce so much, I think that would go a long way. I think he just needs to go play like he did last year. Just dominate the ball. Let those guys fall where they may, but you go be the best player in the league and play like it, like he did last year. He did get another triple-double against the Pelicans. He got that rebound late. But I do think a lot of the struggles with the big three has Russell not playing like Russell. At times he's played poorly. That's certainly fair, but I think he needs to be more dominant and not worry so much about Carmelo and Paul George. And just, I think those guys are willing and able to fill in around him versus the other way around. So, next up for the Thunder, the Golden State Warriors come to town. Kevin Durant has been nursing an ankle injury, but says he will be able to go. Steve Kerr said he should be fine, I guess was his exact terminology. But, you know, this is a game we've had circled since the Thunder acquired their big three, right? Obviously, you're going to circle it any time the Warriors come to town anyway because it's the return of Kevin Durant. But last year, they literally didn't put up a fight. Got blown out in every single game. It was kind of sad to see Russell having no help at all, just zero help whatsoever against the Warriors. Now he has help, but as we've seen, the Thunder haven't been able to compete with teams like the Pelicans and the Kings. So you got to think the Warriors can name their score. You got to think if the Warriors show up, they could win this game by 30 if they wanted to. So maybe the Thunder will raise their level of play to the competition. Maybe they're just playing up and down to their competition, because they did play pretty well against the San Antonio Spurs. But it's going to be fascinating to see what kind of effort they bring, and can they even put up a fight against Golden State. And I do think it's important. Look, it's November. It's early in the season. But I do think it's important they gain some confidence playing Golden State in the regular season. Just don't get your doors blown off. I think that would not be a good thing mentally if you have to face the Warriors again in the playoffs. Now, again, the Warriors are so much better than Oklahoma City right now, it doesn't matter. But I do think it's important for their psyche to at least give them a game, even win one during this regular season. I don't think that's out of the question. Warriors are playing insanely good right now. They lost some games early. Obviously, the return of Kevin Durant, people are going to talk a lot about. I'm kind of over it. I think most people here in Oklahoma City are over it. I think they got most of their frustrations out when he returned last year, and there was a million signs and a little girl in a cupcake outfit. I think it would go a long way if Oklahoma City just treated this like most games. Like, boo him in the starting lineups. Boo him if he touches the ball, I guess, if you want to. But I don't think it'll be nearly the WWE-like atmosphere it was last year. I think most people are kind of ready to move on at this point. Obviously, Kevin's not. He keeps talking about the Thunder and how offended he was that they gave out his number. And look, I didn't like them giving out his number to the two-way D-League guy, PJ Dozier. I thought it was kind of silly. But for Kevin to be like, even care, was even more silly. Like, did you think they just weren't going to use your number ever again just because you wore it? I guess he did think that, even though they're letting Paul George wear 13, which was James Harden's number. So anyway, it'll be fascinating to watch. Thunder could use a win. This, I think it would go a long way if they beat a team of the Warriors' stature, but boy, they got some serious issues to fix before they're going to even do anything like that. So before we go, I'd like to thank Print for sponsoring the show. That's PRNT.co. You can order any shirt you want on there. You can make custom orders. And again, the monthly t-shirt deal is about as cool as it gets. For $10, this is exclusively if you subscribe to this, they'll send you a shirt the first week of every month. And again, they have the coolest Thunder apparel. They have the Brody and the Cats shirt. You could wear that for Kevin's return. There's a lot of Cats reference shirts. There's the Sam Presti's the real MVP. There's a lot of really cool custom Oklahoma City shirts you can order on print.co. And again, you can order your own apparel, your own company, your own, you can even sell online anything you want. You can make your own t-shirts and sell them through them. So again, go to prnt.co. They do a fantastic job. And again, I'm going to put a link in this podcast on the Megaphone description. You can copy and paste this link and you'll automatically get free shipping. If you follow that link, you'll get a discount and free shipping. So click on that link. Go to print.co, and the promo code is Locked On, all caps. But if you follow that link, it should do it for you. So, again, I'm Carson Cunningham. This has been the Locked On Thunder podcast. We'll talk to you after the Thunder Warriors game, bloodbath, upset. We shall see.